Chazar zegt nicht, aber ich schrage, wenn man Yehuda besagt, dass Heuris darf ches. Sagt der Mishnah, Bezdin is only chai for power helen when the psak was regarding a veir which would carry kares when dumb amazed and require a chattas when dumb is shaking. Same applies for the Kayin God. They also would not be required to bring a special carbon for the sin of Avodah Zarah unless they pass him regarding an aver that would carry kares when dumb amazed and require a chattas when dumb is shaking. Fact, Gemara, how do we know this requirement? It's emphasizing. Remember, Bryce says, Rebbe says, the pasuk regarding the Par Helam Dover says, Aleha. And the pasuk regarding Aroya says, Aleha, which creates Xerah Shavah and teaches that Par Helam is only for an Aveira that carries a Karis and Chata's penalty. We then learn after the Kayin Gadol from the Tzibber based on the pasuk of La'ash Masa'am. We learn Nasi from the Tzibber through Xerah Shavah on the word mitzvahs. We then learn the case of an individual from Nasi because it's written right after the parasha of Nasi and it starts with the Vav of Vim, the conjunctive and, which connects the two parashias. Mishnah says, Veloi Bevar Zichavim, Ad Sheyayru, etc. How do we know this halacha regarding Avodah Zarah? Marcus the Brisa says we learned it from Gzeir Shavah on the word Me'ene written by Avodah Zarah and by Parhelam. The parasha of Tzibber, who sinned for Avodah Zarah, is followed by the parasha of an individual who did so. And the parasha over there starts with a vav, v'im, the conjunctive end, and therefore connects the two parashas. The parasha of the individual, therefore, also includes the individual, the Kohen Gadol, and the Nasi, since they're all considered Nefesh Achas. Fakhtamar, the source to all of the above hinges on the Aleho of Arayas being used for Xer Shavah. Now, this could work according to Rebbe, who says Aleho is used for Xer Shavah. However, the Rabbanon say that it's used to teach something else. So, how would they can't use it for Xer Shavah? So, how would they learn that the Aveira has to be something that carries Karis and Khatos? And Fakhtamar, they learn it from the Drasha of Rabbi Yeshua, who says the Pasuk immediately before the Pasuk of Avodah Zarah says, Torah Achas Yilochem Lo'isa Bishgoga, and thereby makes a Hekesh from Avodah Zarah to the Shoga of every other Aveira, and teaches just like the Avodah Zarah is something that has chorus when it's done amazing and chatas when it's done b'shoigig. So too for all averas, you only chayv a chatas for a shoigig if the avera carries chorus when done b'mezid. The other groups and types of people who have to bring a chatas are then all learned from this. What is Rebbe darshan with this pasuk? He darshans like it's darshaned in a brayse. The brayse says we would think that since we treat an individual who worships Avodah Zarah differently than a majority of a city who does so, meaning the individuals are killed with stoning with skila and their possessions are passed on to their yorshim, whereas the city who the Ir HaNidachas is killed with Saif and their possessions are therefore destroyed. So we would think maybe that the kabbonis for having done the Aveir B'Shoig should also be different. The Pasuk of Torah Achas teaches that they all bring the same carbon. In fact, Mara, what else would we think that the majority should bring? Every other animal is already brought for another category of Chatas. Mara says we would think that either they should bring a par for a Chatas and a sor for an oila, which is a unique combination not brought before there, or maybe that they have no form of kapara whatsoever. In the Hanami, there is nothing for them to bring. Frekli Gemara all agree, like we've been assuming until now, that the psukim that say that a goat is brought as a chatas for specifically the aver of a desire. How do we know this? After my Rav or Rishu Malevi said, the pasuk said that this applies to someone who is for eskol hamitzvah ho'ela. We say the first mitzvah which is considered to be equal to all the other mitzvahs, and this is the mitzvah to stay away from avodah zarah. The Shiva Rebbe said one pasuk in the parasha suggests that the mitzvah was heard directly from Hashem, and another suggests that it was heard from Moshe. There's one mitzvah which was heard from Hashem, meaning which is the Yisra of Avodah Zarah. As like Rishmol says, Anoichi la'yilcha, were heard directly from the Ebishter. The Shiva Rishmol taught the pasuk suggests that this was the first mitzvah given to us. This is the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, which again was the first of the Seres Hadibras. For but we learned that we were commanded with 10 mitzvahs at Mara, which was before we reached Har Sinai. Mar said, Nechanami, go back to one of the other answers. Zok, the next mitzvah, Bezdin is not chayav to bring a par helam if they make a wrong psak regarding the assay or lois assay of the Mikdash, and a person did not bring an Hashem Tali regarding the assay or lois assay of the Mikdash, but Bezin would be chai for the assay and lois assay regarding Anida, and a person does bring an Hashem Tali regarding assay and lois assay regarding Anida. What is the mitzvah assay regarding Anida? It's a mitzvah to separate from Anida. What's the lois assay? It's the isser of do not be with Anida. Fakhtimar, how do we know that there is no parallel of or Hashem Tali for an assay or lois assay with a Mikdash? And Fakhtimar, Yitabar of Dimi said, the puzzle regarding individuals chata says the word the oshem and only discusses a fixed chata. It's not a chatas of a carbon of the yarid. And the pasuk regarding Rashim Tali uses the word v'ashem as well. And the pasuk regarding the tzibris parhelim uses the word of v'ashemu. This creates a xer shava and teaches that a parhelim and Rashim Tali are only brought for averis that would require a fixed chatas. The chatas for tum of the mikdash is an oil of the yarid, and therefore it can't be the basis for these kabbonis. For Ekmar, the pasuk of oil of the yarid uses the word yesham, which is also similar and should therefore be included in xer shava. Mar said you can't answer Zaktimar that the words are not similar enough because we find that even less similar words are still used for Xer Shava. Also, there's another pasuk of Oil Viyar which uses the words V'Oshem, which is even more similar. As Mara Papa said, Xer Shava is built on the pesukim using the words V'Oshem and Mitzvah Hashem. These words are not written regarding Oil Viyar. Masim Barashi asked, The Pesukim share another common word with the Pasuk of Oyel V'Yared, the words referring to forgiving of the Avera, so we should include it in the Gzeira Shava. And for the Gemara of Nachman Yitzchak said, we learn the Gzeira Shava based on the word of Oshem and Mitzvah Hashem Asher Lo Yisrei Asena. They have many of the same words, which is not written in the Pesukim of Oyel V'Yared. Zok, the next Mishnah, Bezdin is not chayiv for a power helmet for an erroneous Pesach regarding Shmias Koil, Bitois Fasayim, or Tumas Mikdash Gadoshev. All our examples of Avera require the bringing of a Karmel Oyel V'Yared. Rabbi Yisrael Lili says a Nasi is treated like them as well. Rabbi Kiva says a Nasi is chayiv for all of these Averas, except for Shmias Koil. He can't swear if he swears that he didn't witness something, but really he did witness it. He won't be chayiv because Allah is that a king, which is a Nasi, may not judge or be judged and may not testify or be testified against. So he's bechlal not in the Torah of Eidos. Zok the Gemara Ula explained that the base of Rabbi Yosef Aglili's view is the pasuk that says the Haya ki yesham liachas me'ela, which he dashes to mean that only someone who is chayiv for all three of the things mentioned in the Mishnah will be chayiv for any one of them. And since the king is not chayiv for Shmias Koil, he's not chayiv for the others either. Maybe the pasuk should be understood to mean that one can be chayiv for any one of them without the possibility of being chayiv for any of the others. And for the Gemara, rather, the base of Rabbi Yosef Aglili's view is a brisa, which says that Yirmi would say that the pesukim regarding Oyel V'Yared discuss how it applies to someone who can't afford an animal, and then someone who can't even afford birds. This teaches that Oyel V'Yared only applies to someone who can be a pauper. This excludes a king who is always wealthy, and excludes a kohen gadol who are taught by a pasuk he has to be the wealthiest of the kahanim. If he doesn't have money, the other kahanim have to give him money so that he becomes the wealthiest of the kahanim.